Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. Welcome to the first ever Big Little Lies After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, we're going to be recapping Season 1, Episode 1. We're so excited to talk about it, and it is titled Somebody's Dead. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers. Again, thank you so much for tuning into our first ever after show for Big Little Lies here at AfterBuzz TV. I'll be your lead host for the season. I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. I'm joined by these two awesome ladies, and we're really liking the show. So introduce yourselves, listener. We can find you on social media.
Hello, AfterTubers. My name is Raquel Harris, and you can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
What's up, guys? I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletchick.
And, of course, guys, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV. We are in the live chat right now.
Yes, absolutely. We're here.
And,
hey, Julie.
I'm going to give you all a warning that I read the book, and I read it pretty recently, so I am not going to give any spoilers, but I just, you know, would not be opposed to people commenting that have read the book as well.
Yes.
And you read part of the book.
Yes.
So how, like, I just want to know how much you know.
I mean, I'm glad they're doing it this way, because if they didn't, I feel like I would know, like, it would kind of almost be a bore. Like, I know what's going on,
yeah.
But I'm not all the way through, so I kind of
held it,
because I love HBO, and I love how HBO does things, mm-hmm. So I didn't want to ruin the whole show. It was, like, a real struggle, because my friends were reading the book, so I wanted to read it.
See, and I didn't read it at all, so everyone who hasn't read the book, then, you know, stick with me as I join the ride with you. But, you know, and I didn't want to read it, but I do now, after you kind of told me that things are just a little bit different. They still kind of are seamlessly
putting things together.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to ruin it for myself while reading it.
I love ruining things for myself.
See, I do too.
It's a sick disease.
I do it all the time, and I tried not to do it. And so, like I said, that's why I think I'm glad they're doing it this way, because I kind of already knew, like I said, what was going on. And we actually have a lot of live chatters that have read the book, and then some haven't. So we're kind of mixed crowd in the chat room right now.
Makes it interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, and like when I was reading, so I saw the trailer to this show, this limited series, you know, it's only 7 episodes, and I was like, this is so intriguing, I love all the actors, I cannot wait, and I'm going to buy this book right now because I am impatient. So I read the book, and then at the time I was like, I read the book with these characters in mind, specifically, IMDb'd. And, you know, then I read a lot of articles and interviews with the writer, Lane Moriarty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things are going to change a little bit. And I can already tell there's some things that are changing. But I just don't know how much.
Right.
So I'm like, To me, I think it seems like there were possibly more than one murder or incident. And in the book, it was really a big murder in the end. So let's get into it, though. Yes. Talking about this. It's like, the thing about the book is that most of it is a flashback, but it's the majority of the show and the book. Mm-hmm. So the flash forward, or present day, it's present day, is people being interviewed by the detectives. Mm-hmm. And in the flashback we see at the beginning, it's the night of the murder. And it's kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. I was excited by it because it was such a pretty, like, depiction of what I read in the books. And, you know, it's a trivia night, and they're all dressed up. I won't say they're dressed up as different kind of actors and characters, but they haven't revealed that. But, you know, we see that, like, something really bad happened that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love the glamour of it all. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I was very excited to see the show just because I'm a huge Reese Witherspoon fan. So, and she definitely, like, she just plays those characters so well of being, like, the Regina George of every single type of, like, she's so fabulous. She's so, like, oh, well, I'm just so much better. And she's just, you know, just so fabulous. I was very excited to see her. But she plays her character extremely well. And I love Madeline so far. So, because she just tries to keep her family together. But she at the end of the day, she's kind of losing, as she references in the show, she's losing her kids. But then, you know, we see in the end that, you know, it's not always just like that. So, as a parent,
What do you feel about, like, the introduction to the show? I mean, because you have, like, your foot in a little bit of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Do you like the casting of it?
Yes, I love the casting. Yeah, same. Well, so I'm kind of like the way that you are. I had started reading this book with these guys in mind. And I love the actresses, and I love Reese Witherspoon too. Yes. Like, I love her and everything that she does. I'm just a huge fan.
She's Legally Blonde was like I've seen that movie probably 65 times.
Yeah, yes. She plays eccentric so well. So she does a great job. We brought up Fear before too, and then I love Man in the Moon and everything. Just her, like, her debut in Man in the Moon. She does an awesome job with whatever character she's given. So.
Yeah. Well, we see her meet Jane for the first time, which in the book, it was one of my favorite things to read, is this woman that gets out of her car and yells at, like, a teenager that is texting. Good note, interesting enough, in the book, her daughter wasn't in the back seat.
Mm.
She was just full-on crazy to a stranger.
Okay. Right, okay.
So I feel like maybe they were trying to make her less psychotic, perhaps. But it's like, okay, her daughter's here, too. Now she's, like, glad that she came to yell at the people. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, she meets Jane. And what do you guys think of Jane so far? What are your feelings?
I love Jane. I like her. She's very chill. She's very lax. She's, you know, not a very uppity person. And she's kind of the person that everyone's trying to get out of the, what's it, monetary?
Monterey.
Yeah. And she's an outsider. And so I guess I relate to that in that type of sense of you stand out, but at the same time, you still belong. You just have a different perspective of, you know, coming to the school and, you know, we see her story. I'm really interested in her story, too.
Yes, I feel the same way. I'm definitely, there's like a mystery to her, but also I really like what she says when she's sitting there at the table with them when they go get like coffee. Mm-hmm. She says something about, if only I were here, I'm outside looking in. Like, she feels like she's an outsider, she doesn't belong. And honestly, like, sometimes I feel like that. Like, I feel like I get along with everybody, but I felt like her in that scenario. I'm like, I could see how she feels that way. I mean, she's, like, put in this situation where she's with all of these women and their
Stepford wife type.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I am curious to hear, like, her whole story.
Well, Madeline right away takes a liking to her. Did you guys find that suspicious at all?
Yes. It was a little weird because I feel like she's like the cream of the crop. Madeline's the cream of the crop and she's like the queen bee. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of like, you know, like kind of, she didn't, well, I mean, Shailene, she didn't really audition. She just kind of got pulled into it. And I feel like she really didn't really know how to take it, but she probably felt like Madeline was her only friend. So maybe that was just her open gate to, you know, kind of get in there and, you know, just figure it all out. And she probably needed a friend, too, because she's...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And I honestly, like, I don't know why I think this. Like, every time I watch anything, I just want everything to go well all the time.
Yeah.
So I felt like this was, like, a little, like, clueless situation where they were going to, like, take her under their wing and, like, transform her.
What, you thought they were going to give her a makeover,
like, give her, like, a makeover and then just, like, send her on her way and just, like, everybody's happy. Everyone looks beautiful. I mean, she's so beautiful
anyways.
So
I'm assuming Madeline is Cher and Celeste Dion.
Right.
That's how I was singing. I was like, oh, it's you know, but yeah, I do find it weird. Like, why is she taking this girl under her wing? And there's something else going on.
Yeah. I kind of think she feels like she's lost her girls and she's young enough to kind of, enough to kind of, you know, bring her on. And she probably needs like a friend to confide in too.
And somebody in the chat, Julie Collard, makes a good point. I hope I'm saying your name right, Julie. She says Madeline likes a project.
Yes. And her husband said that too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Her husband said that too. Yeah.
That's exactly it. Let's talk about the kids for a second. And they drop them off at school. And I mean, for me, it's hard to see anything about violence in kids. I'm not typically a very big fan. And when I read this book, I was like, I felt a bit icky, but it wasn't enough to make me feel like that gross. I mean, you know, a kid essentially, I mean, the next on Amabella, who is Renata's daughter, who's basically Madeline's arch enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets choked at school, which is not a normal thing. It's very dark.
Right. And then, because it went all the way around her neck, too. And I was just like, well, and then I just was curious, because I just didn't think a little kid would have that type of strength to leave that type of mark.
Could they?
Yeah, I think they could. So before my current career, I used to be a therapist, and I used to work with kids that had, like, ADHD, autism, things like that. So I definitely have had, like, situations in which kids, like, fought or were fighting or were not getting along or mm-hmm. did stuff like this. It's not too far-fetched.
Yeah. And I mean, in the actual book, like, it is not an adult. It's, you know, it is a child that ends up hurting the kid. And I think that's made apparent the entire time. But, you know, there's Ziggy. Poor Ziggy. You know, cute mm-hmm. kid. And you can tell that he comes from a single mother that we see in the previews later, you know, has told him he does not have a father. Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And this girl just kind of, you know, points her finger at him.
Right.
What do you guys think happened? Do you guys think it was him?
I at first I was like, okay. But then when Charlene was like, look at me. Like, did you do it? Immediately I was like, okay. Well, he says, no, I promise. Like, mm-hmm. he's like, no, I didn't do this. I don't think that he did it. In the end, I don't. Mm-hmm. At the end of the episode, I was like, no, I don't think Ziggy did it. I think that people, maybe the kids also kind of have taken on a little of their parents' bougie-ness, and they probably like, oh, well, that's the poor kid, so let's just say he did it. And on top of that, they mentioned that they were trying to kick her out of that system because they felt like she didn't belong. Right. So I feel like maybe they're just targeting that kid because they know he just doesn't fit in, so let's just get him out.
Yeah, I agree. I feel the same way. I don't think he did it, and I've actually seen kids do stuff like this, like gang up on one kid, like consistently he's the new kid, whatever. So I was like, no, he didn't do it.
So something really silly, and I honestly can say I barely remember it, is but when I was in kindergarten, I had to leave a school because I was being bullied by this girl.
Oh my gosh.
And she every day would make a new club for something that I didn't have, and one was the short hair club, and I went and asked my parents to cut all my hair off, like, so I could be in the short hair club. And then when I joined, she was like, well, we're not doing that anymore. And I was just like, oh my God, I just cut all my hair off.
Oh,
and I literally,
my God.
How old were you?
I was in kindergarten.
Oh, kindergarten. Okay.
Yeah. Who does that in kindergarten?
Yeah. I had to go
I worked with bad kids now. But that's so rude.
It was kindergarten. And I had to go to like a therapist about it. It was so mean.
Wow.
But I mean, kids at that age, crazy enough.
They
can
do
be
though.
Cool.
But
how serious are you supposed to take it as a parent?
Very serious. I mean, because someone had also mentioned too that can be an emotional thing that you take with you as you grow up. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to extinguish it at an early stage. Otherwise, they'll have those issues later on in life. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, PTSD is a very serious, very serious. And then at the same time, their brain is still developing all those different memories too. So mm-hmm. it's going to sit with them for a while. So, mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully Ziggy doesn't have problems like with women later on, like lying. And that's, so I mean, he could develop all types of different issues.
Mm-hmm. I know. I wish I knew, like, what happened after the book was over, like, where poor Ziggy ended up after all this. You know, you just look at all of the kids because it is, they're going through stuff, and each kid is, like, weirdly, I mean, I thought that the one that stole the show tonight was for sure Chloe.
Oh, yeah.
Madeline's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They definitely added a lot of layers to her from the book.
For sure.
The whole music thing that she was controlling music on her, like, iPhone the entire time. She's like, turn it down.
Yeah.
So weird. But kind of awesome. It was like she's this weird, like, DJ savant. Like, what's happening here?
She's super smart and, like, mature for her age. But I have to say, like, after watching this show, I don't have any kids of my own. But I've always been like, oh, if I ever have kids, I want to have a daughter. You know, I want to have daughters. Now I'm like, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I think they changed my mind.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Sorry, I've always wanted boys.
I want both.
I can see why now.
See, I want both just because, I don't know, I just like that little perfect family. I've always been like, oh yeah, mom, husband, son, daughter. So it's like, I don't know, I just like both. So
yeah, cute. Well, I want twin boys and then a daughter so they can, like, beat up and, like, take care of my work, you know?
Yeah, the daughters like, were so stressing me out in this episode.
Yeah. Well,
oh, yeah.
So there's Abigail, who mm-hmm. is the teenage daughter of Nathan, who is Madeline's ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there is Bonnie, who's the new wife.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting dynamic. I have a personal question for you guys. Do you come from families of divorce, step-parents, any of that?
No.
I don't
I have
either.
A two-parent home, yeah.
Oh, well. How about you? I have, like, a 10-parent home. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. No, I mean, there was a stepmom situation, and, like, okay. like looking back, my mom always said it broke my heart every time that you know, like, my dad introduced her to me, she was a soap opera actress. She is a soap opera actress. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was so cool. Mm. And so when I read the book, too, I really felt for Madeline because that sucks. And, I mean, this girl's going through change. Abigail, yeah. She wants anything that's new and different and exciting.
Right, right.
So how does it work? Like, how do you feel when you have, like, a stepmom? Like, because I feel like as a kid, you must have, like, a different kind of love that you have for your mom than your stepmom. It's kind of like when I used to go to my grandma's house. Like, I loved going to my grandma's house because my grandma was never going to give me shit.
Yeah.
So, but, like, I didn't love her more than my mom. Like, I loved them both. But
differently.
How does that work, like, with the stepmom?
I mean, honestly, typically the whole Bonnie thing is unique. Mm-hmm. I think a girl that young would not like the younger wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's a good point.
For sure.
And is what happened.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it more than likely, I mean, whenever you get a divorce and you separate from someone, you try to get something that's better. Mm-hmm. So Madeline's like, oh, that's what's better. She's younger. And she had even had, like, a little short monologue or dialogue about it where she's like, oh, she's younger, she's vibrant, she's bohemian, she's free. So he's obviously, you seek for whoever is opposite of what you already dated. So it's like, she probably just feels in so much competition and women, I think, naturally are like that anyway. We mm-hmm. just kind of size ourselves up with another person. So I think that definitely was hurtful. But I didn't like how she kind of, it does hurt Ed, which is her new husband.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like, this is kind of damaging.
No, and I agree. And I was, like, looking at Ed, and I'm like, okay, like,
why are you talking to her about this?
Yeah, and also, like, what are you thinking telling your husband this? Like, first off, I think Ed's better looking than the other guy. I don't know. I might be wrong.
I agree.
Shout out to Revenge, though. He, Nathan, it was on Revenge.
Is he from Revenge? Okay, so I've never seen him.
And he played the guy that was supposed to be dead forever and then, like, comes back. And it's very exciting. David Clark was his name on the show. But, I mean, so I know him as that character, but I get seeing it for the first time. I'm like, he doesn't look that great.
No, he doesn't look that great. So I'm just like, what are you complaining about? And, like, this other man has given you this beautiful home. You have another daughter with him. Like, why are you hung up on this old guy?
Right, right.
I mean, you know, okay. So in the book, the character of Nathan wasn't as, like, rude. Mm. When this all happened.
Okay.
He was a bit, like, too nice for comfort. Like, you could tell that he had messed up in the past, mm-hmm. and he was really trying to compensate. But here, he's a bit more aggressive and angry at Madeline.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it made me think, like, wow, I don't know, I feel like something different is, his character is going to be very different than it was in the books.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you know, men that, it's like, we don't typically like men on TV shows that, like, leave their wives and go for the younger woman.
Right, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We all can relate to that.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, okay. And I think I'm also just siding with Reese Witherspoon because I just love her. So I'm just like, whatever. Like, what do you want Nathan for? He's Nathan.
Right.
Like, I know him so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know him. Let me text him right now. Yeah. So you fucked up.
Are you guys fans of Adam Scott, you know, who plays her husband?
Yeah. I think he's hilarious. Yeah.
And he's, like, this understated role. I was like, interesting choice, because this isn't, like, it is a comedy, but it's the ladies that are funny. It's mm-hmm. not really the men.
Yeah.
It's like a dark.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's those kind of laughs that you're like, I'm just not supposed to be laughing, but that's
right.
Funny.
And he does bring that in because I immediately associate him with comedy. So I guess.
For sure.
Yeah. So when I saw him, I was like, oh, okay, that's different. But I also feel like comedians are some of the best people to portray dark, very dark emotion.
Yes.
So I feel like, and I feel like comedians hide a lot of it. So they're easy. It's like, I mean, like Jim Carrey, if you see Jim Carrey in a lot of, some of the dark movies that he's done, he does a very good job. Cause mm-hmm. I feel like they hold back so much.
I am a comic. And
I saw, yes.
Oh, you saw?
I did see in your bio.
I'm so depressing. No, I'm just kidding. but it's true. Like they say that comics, you know, and a lot of times they're introverts and they are able to bring out this darker thing. So I'm really digging Adam Scott kind of like in this newer, because in the books too, he does have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
He is kind of like the guy on the side that's like, okay, crazy wife, but like not in a mean way. Just like, I love you. I'm just going to let it roll off my shoulder kind of thing. And did you guys see there was a moment between Abigail and Chloe, Madeline's two daughters, mm-hmm. where it just seemed like Abigail was almost jealous of her younger sister.
Right, when they were playing the piano?
Yeah.
Yes, I did notice that. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. I mean, at that moment, I was like, okay, clearly she's jealous because Chloe lives in, you know, the house with her mom and dad and whatever. And that's what I took it as, but mm-hmm. I don't know. But I did feel that way.
I think Abigail probably, she envies the younger daughter because she's probably getting more attention, too.
Yeah.
I feel like they were probably going through a lot of the divorce issues with Abigail. And so Abigail feels like her childhood was taken away.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas she felt like, and that's probably why she has the issue with her mom so much. Like, as we see a lot of back and forth between Reese and Catherine. Sorry, I keep referencing their real names.
Yes.
But, we see a lot of back and forth between them, and I feel like that definitely. And then she's also a teenager though too. That's right. the era where they start to get like sassy and I don't care and you're stupid and I know what's best for myself. But I, you know, and also too, I've read in some few articles that at that age the daughter starts to envy the mother because that's the direct competition that you're with, is that's the only female, you know, persona that you see growing up, so mm-hmm. immediately trying to size you up with your mom too. So I think it's just a combination of a lot of different things with Abigail. But I like Abigail because she's so smart.
She is.
She's so intelligent. She brings up a lot of good points, like with college and different things. So I'm like, I don't know. I hope she kind of, I don't know, calms down, like simmers down just a little bit. Like her attitude's a little whack right now, but I like the potential.
No,
her.
The weird thing is, I agree with you. Like, I think she's so smart and she brings up a lot of good points. At the same time, I'm seeing Reese Witherspoon and I'm like, no, girl, like, you got to get your daughter to go to college. I'm like, if that was my daughter, I'd be freaking out. Although she's right, though.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you do as a parent?
But, it depends. Like, just because so-and-so did this and they succeeded doesn't mean that you will. And,
absolutely.
You know. And as, like, a mother to a young girl in high school, like, if she said that to you, you would be like, no, go to college.
Yeah, right, for absolutely. Sure. Exactly. But at the same time, I'm also like, I went to college and I'm using none of what I went to college and a master's degree for. It was a total waste of my time and money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I'm sure if you have kids and they say that, you're still going to tell them to go.
No, exactly. And that's exactly what I'm saying. I was like, damn, that girl's right. But at the same time, if that was my daughter, I'd be like, oh, hell no, you're going to school.
Now, I will say, if I was in Reese Witherspoon's, if I had Reese Witherspoon's bank account, I would probably be like, well, okay, what's your plan? If you don't want to go to school, because, I mean, if my child brought that up to me and they had valid points, you know, regarding not going to school, I'd say, okay, well, how about you make a list of what you would do if you didn't go?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a solid plan and it makes sense to me and my husband, I'd be like, okay, let's venture out and see where that could possibly go. But I still feel like you should have some type of foundation of education that you can at least fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like you said, nowadays a bachelor's degree is like a high school diploma. So, unfortunately, we go to school to pay for school. So
Yeah.
There goes, like, all of my parents' money all those years. I got two, at least, though. I got two BAs.
Hey, shout out.
Yeah.
Same. We're all college educated.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Celeste and Perry. So, I'm a big Alexander Skarsgård fan, as I am Nicole Kidman, but especially I'm a big True Blood fan. Did you guys watch True Blood? No,
I did not. That's, like, the one HBO show I did not watch.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not a big vampires person.
I am not either.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about vampires.
Like Twilight? No.
Except, like, they don't age. So, like, I will be a vampire.
Right.
Well, you can't just join the club and, like, not care. I've been asking them forever, and I'm still waiting. So, get on the list.
Okay. I'll get on that.
I couldn't. I don't know. I'd rather be, like, a wizard.
A witch.
I would be a witch.
Yeah, I like witches, too.
Yeah.
So Alexander Skarsgård in this, he's, like, a little bit too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yes,
absolutely.
For sure.
Again, like, I kind of, like, knew what was going to happen, but watching it, were you anxious at all, thinking, like, oh, he's too great. This is too great.
I was hoping that I kind of knew, okay, yeah, it is too good to be true. But I also was kind of hoping that it wasn't too good to be true because I liked the love. And then when they kept going back into the interviews with the investigation and they were like, well, you're too old to, like, be gushy. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, they're just jealous. Yeah. That's a jealous woman.
I was like,
go for it.
And I was like, I just feel like everybody's, like, hating on them. Like, if they're in love, then let them just be in love. But she definitely was she's off-putting. She's very, very off-putting. I think she doesn't really have her life together mentally. And I feel like she obviously has an estranged relationship with her kids because her kids don't listen to anything.
They're two little boys.
I know.
Yeah,
but no, I agree. So I saw them together and, you know, he's young, he's rich, he seems like he's such a good dad. So I'm like, there's something that we're not seeing here, right?
Right.
And then, dang, I had a point that I am, I'm now losing. I don't know. Well, it's out of my head now.
It'll come back.
Yeah, it will.
So you didn't find him creepy at all. How about when they talk about Ziggy and Amabella?
So that's when I started knowing. I'm like,
I was confused, as I told you.
At that point, I was like, I said, maybe this is how she's with him because he's super controlling. And then we see him go kind of like off the deep end after that.
Yeah.
I was just like, it was all like this way. And then, you know, I'm just like, okay, that's what the twist that I was waiting for, I guess.
And I mean, I was scared he was going to do more, and I'm glad that he didn't do more. But to me, it was kind of like a ticking time bomb. Yes. And I don't think she's off-putting as much as he is off-putting. It's like the happy-go-lucky, like, nee, 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 like something bad, you're creepy, something bad. Even though, I mean, I am a big fan of the tall, light, handsome, like, just like the light hair.
Mm.
I don't know why my mom's like, we're Jewish. You know, none of them are Jewish. And I'm like, I don't care, Mom. I love them.
So it's funny. So one thing that I was going to say was that, you know, like you mentioned how they were saying that, oh, they're so gushy and this and that. I sometimes wonder about relationships. Like when I see people that are super affectionate out in public or like on social media or whatever, like I feel like if you can be that emotional one way, then what is it like when things don't go right? So like if things are going right and you're that emotional, then when things are going wrong, are you that much on the other side? So that's why I always tell my friends, I'm like, if you meet a guy, make sure he's like super like even keel, like doesn't get that upset, not super lovey, because that way when you guys get in an argument, he's not going to be super crazy either. Because
right.
I just see situations where people are on social media, oh, I love my boyfriend or girlfriend so much. And then next thing you know, they're like deleting them and like going off on like Facebook again.
All these memes.
Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, like what are you hiding with all of this show?
Yeah. It's a gray area.
I just feel like I feel weird about emotion, like super emotional people both ways. Sorry, if you're super emotional, I am myself. But like, I just feel like if you can go one way, you can go the exact opposite way to like a crazy extent.
I'm a super gushy person. I'm like a PDA freak.
Shit, then do you go crazy too and like beat down people's door and like carry under their car and stuff?
No, psycho. No, I'm not psycho. But am I very, very affectionate? Yes. At first I like put people through like a trial. Like I kind of haze people before like they kind of get into my zone.
I like that.
Because it's like, okay, well if you can put up with that, then all right, then you're cool. But I will say that my temper is a little bad, but at the same time, because I'm mature and I'm older, it's like I'm not like gonna key your car or something like that.
Perfect.
But,
yeah. Well, you know, it depends.
Yeah. If you ever need someone, let me know.
Yes. Well, I'm very like intrigued by their relationship, as I think everybody is, because everyone's talking about it. And I will say in the books, like she's not older, but because it's Nicole Kidman, she's cast as this role, and she's also a co-producer on it. They did like adjust that kind of you know, who she is. But at the same time, I'm like, Nicole Kidman is a vampire, actually.
Oh yeah, she does. I was thinking about that. I was like, damn girl, like what is your routine? Because I need to like use it. Like, can we get her in here to tell us about it?
I saw her in person once and she glowed and it was like she was flying.
She looks so good.
She plays these roles very well too.
She
very does. Very, very well. Like Stepper wise, it was like, wow.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like she's just so dainty and just like just floats.
Yeah.
Nicole, yeah.
Well, let's again touch on the whole detective interview thing. What do you guys feel about this kind of narrative, you know, being in and out of the show? Does it confuse you? Does it intrigue you?
It intrigues me because I want to know what happened. And it's obviously it's what the premise of the show is wrapped around. So, I mean, it definitely is interesting for me. I kind of want to know when someone had mentioned nothing ever blows over if it involves Madeline and, what's her,
Jane.
Yes.
Or not Celeste.
Not Celeste. I think it's,
Renata.
Yeah. Whenever Madeline is involved with anything, it never blows over. So I kind of want to see the crazy with Reese Witherspoon because I know she can do it so well.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm excited. Yeah. And I mean, and Renata, I don't like her immediately. Her story of like when she was talking to her husband and saying like, you know, why do people just not like me? And then she's just like, seems to always like be the victim. But
she wasn't even looking at him too. She was looking out into her beautiful view. Yeah. Like doing a Shakespearean monologue of some sort.
And, but I like her husband's point when she was like, oh, you women, when you're the focal point of all, everyone's envy, that's you like it, but then when there's too much of it, you have a problem. And then she looks back like, what, like how could you even say that? But
you
I'm
talk
like, right,
yeah, no, seriously.
right you're so right, because I was, but then I that quote though, I was like, that is so interesting.
No,
because
it is.
Yeah, I was like, wow, you really hit it on the head. And the male perspective of women is so interesting.
It is, but it's, but like that was such a like true moment. I really do feel like that's how women are, and it's really depressing. Like I like got depressed. Like I was like, dude, like this is so sad. Like this is what I'm gonna grow up to be like, and like it already happens now.
Yeah. Not every woman. All come right. on.
Not every woman. I know, but still, like there are women that do this stuff, and like even when I go to work, there are women that do this, and I have a good way of like just shutting people off and just like I'm not gonna deal with this drama that is not needed. But like competing against each other and who's richer and who has this and that, it's just all like
And you,
cares?
I mean, you said it with your childhood story of you trying to pretty much assimilate to whatever someone else has or that group of girls has. And I think that's just, I think women in general, we try to, I mean, it could be for the male, you know, what our opposition or whatever the guys like. But I think that we're always trying to be better and better and better and better. And we just don't sit and look in the mirror and say, like, you're just good enough. You're fine the way that you are. And I think it just naturally happens. That's why I also believe that women, we like each other, but we don't really like each other.
No, I totally agree.
Yeah, because like immediately when you meet another girl, especially if you're that person that's already in the group and then another girl comes in, it's just like, who are you?
See, I feel that way to an extent. Like there are girls, I feel like I can read people really well. So there are girls that I meet immediately and I'm like, all right, you're cool. Like it's all good. But when it's like comes to a very dramatic person, I'm just like, oh man, like this is going to be a long ride with this person.
Well, I think with each of these women, like they're showing their stories, some more than others, but they're all kind of about to explode. Because we do see, Madeline looking at herself in the mirror, and it's like kind of what you said. It's like you look at yourself in the mirror and you always want more. But on that note, let's get into some predictions for the next six episodes.
Oh, no. Oh, we're that far along.
And now, you're after Buzz.
These are my prediction hands. I always like
feel this. I do it too, the spirit fingers.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
Yeah, I do
know.
It too.
I was never even a cheerleader, so I don't know why. I just feel like I should do it.
Bring it on.
Yeah,
why I do
it really
it.
Is.
I don't know why.
That is literally like everybody, if you are a girl and you have not watched Bring It On, like that's.
Watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's like that's classic. And Clueless, too.
Yes.
Clueless,
yes.
For sure. I don't know who you want to
when do you start?
I mean, honestly, I think that we're going to get more into, I keep saying Shailene, I'm going to call her Jane by her character's name.
It's like the easiest name ever, you know?
I know, and I love her name.
And her real name is so complicated.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's just, like, am I saying it correct, Shailene?
I think Shailene.
Shailene? Okay, yeah. Shailene. Shailene.
Sounds good to me.
Right. Beautiful.
We love you.
Yes. Right, we love you. Come on the show. But no, I think we're going to get more into Jane's story because it was kind of, it was very brief, this first episode, which is fine, as the pilot. But I think we're going to touch more onto that and more into Ziggy's situation for his father, more so.
And then I also, I agree. I want to see more of Jane's life. I really am intrigued by her. Like there's a mystery to her, and I'm just like, what's next? And then I also want to see more of Celeste, and her relationship with Perry. We just got like a little bit at the end. And so I want more. I want to see what else. Yeah, I want to see what else is going on with them.
Yeah, I think that we will see more of them, but like it's gonna. We don't want to see this. I just don't think that they have a very healthy relationship. And I think Madeline's relationship with her husband. I always freaking forget his name. Why?
Ed.
And that's my father's name. That is messed up, guys. Wow.
Tisk.
But yeah, Madeline and Ed, we're going to kind of see them grow apart more as this drama with her ex-husband, Nathan, and new wife, Bonnie, will continue. And I think this episode, you know, it's the first episode, it was very much a character study. We're just getting to know each character. But I think in the next episode, they're going to all kind of like mash together, and we're going to really see some stuff start to happen. So on that note, thank you guys so, so much for tuning in. One more time, where can everyone find y'all on social media?
You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
And I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me on all social media at Athletic.
And of course, guys, follow AfterBuzz. Tweet at us using ABTV BL. No, BLL. Big Little Lies, right?
Yes. Big Little Lies. BLL.
ABTV BLL. And me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com. Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And I just want to thank Heather Lagos Designs. You can find them on Instagram for this really awesome necklace. And tweet at us during the week. Let us know your theories. And we'll see you soon. Bye. Bye.
See you guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.